Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Church. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
What's the Lord doing in the earth? He said, I'm going to build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. The Amplified says, the gates of Hades, the powers of the infernal region, shall not overpower it or be strong to its detriment or hold out against it. There's more than one idea here when it says shall not prevail. I know when you hear it, it seems a little vague to you in your mind. What does that mean? The gates. And gates means just what you think. Gates. That's what it means. The gates of hell shall not prevail. How does a gate prevail? You take a gate and beat somebody with it and overcome them with it? No, what does it mean? That more than one thing. It means gates represent also authority. In the Word, the authority and the powers, all the authority and all the powers of the devil and demons and every dark spirit cannot and will not overpower the church. Amen. But also that which the devil has enslaved and bound and kept in bondage and has put a fence around and gated up, those gates will not hold out against the church breaking through them. Amen. Oh, come on, breaking through them. And advancing and setting free the people that were held in bondage and in darkness for all these years. Put simply, hell ain't gonna win. The devil ain't gonna win. You have read the back of the book, right? We already know how this thing turns out. Jesus said, on this rock, the rock of the Christ, the anointed one, the son of the living God, on the rock of the master himself, Jesus the Christ, I am going to build my church. Do you hear the ownership? Yes, sir. Who's going to do it? Jesus. He didn't say he's going to send some angels. He said, I am going to do this thing. Yes. And it's my church. Yes. I am going to build my church. And he wanted us to know ain't nothing going to stop it. The gates of hell, the authority of hell, the power of hell, the work of hell, nothing is going to stop this mighty moving force called the church. Huh? Now, what is the church? We've touched on this a little bit, but one thing the church is called the body. The terms the body of Christ and the church are used interchangeably at times. Go with me to Ephesians, if you would. Let's look at this. What is the church? He said in Ephesians 1, verse 22. Ephesians 1, well, verse 20, says, he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:21 now. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to what? To the church. Who's the head of the church? Jesus. Jesus is the head of the church. Verse 23, what? Which is his body. What is his body? The church. The church is his body. Say that out loud. The church is his body. Who's the head of the body? Jesus. Who's the head of the church? Jesus. Same thing. The church is his body, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all. Go to Colossians, the first chapter also, please. Colossians 1 and 17. He is, talking about the master, he is before all things, Colossians 1, 17. And by him all things consist. And he is the head of the body, the church. You see, these terms are used interchangeably, aren't they? He is the head of the body, comma, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Why did he say firstborn? Because there's a secondborn and a third and a thousandth and a millionth born. He was the first. You and I are in there somewhere. From the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. So the church is his body. Skip down to the 24th verse. Verse 24, who now rejoice in my sufferings for you and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. It's repeated again and again, isn't it? And I'm not looking at all of them right now, but you'll see this. The body is the church. The church is the body. Amen. Is the body of Christ important to Christ?
Yes.
Is the church of the Lord important to him? Now, when you say the church, I know there are groups in the earth that call themselves the church, and they mean their denomination. We are the church. It ain't true. I said it's not true. There is no group and no denomination on the earth. They are the church. If they're born again. They are a part of the church. And all of us together make up the church. If they're not born again, I don't care how many buildings they got and how big they are, they're not even a part of the church.
Amen.
Care how religious they are, how many services they have.
Amen.
If they're not born again, they're not even a part of the church. There's only two groups in the earth.
That's right. Come on.
There's only two families in the earth. Now, people like to imagine, well, we're all, you know, children of God, and we're all brothers and sisters. It ain't true.
That's right.
Jesus told some of the most religious people of his day, you're of your father, the devil.
That's right.
Didn't he say that?
Yes.
Well, if it was true then, it's true now.
That's right.
No, there's a family of Satan in the earth, and there's a family of God in the earth. And you're not, somebody said, well, I'm in neither one. I hadn't decided. Oh, yeah. You're in one. We know which one you're in. I haven't decided yet. Yeah, you have. Yeah. You're either born again and in the family of God and serving him, or you're in the family of the devil. If you believe the Bible, you have to believe that. Now, people imagine all these other things. No, I'm independent. I'm just doing my own thing. Ain't nobody my God. Yeah, and the devil wants you to believe that all your life.
Amen.
The devil's favorite thing is for people to believe there is no devil. That's his favorite thing. That allows him to work unhindered. No, only two families in the earth. Two families. The family of Satan. Part of them is on the earth and part of them is in hell. The family of God. Part of them's on the earth, part of them's in heaven.
Amen.
Only two families. And only one way to get in the family of God. It's through faith in Jesus.
Amen.
He is the rock the church is built on. Can you say amen? People say, well, now that's just narrow-minded. I believe there are all these religions that are sincere, that they're taking their path to God. And there are many paths to God. And I just believe we can be one with the great cosmic oneness. And you're so narrow. Yeah, and saved. Jesus said there is a broad way that includes everything. Huh? and it leads to destruction. And there is a straight and a narrow way. And Jesus didn't say, I am one of the ways. I am one of many ways. What did he say? I am the way. You can't be a Christian and believe there are other ways. Did you hear me? If you're a Christian, you have to believe what the Christ said. And he said he is the way. And he said he is the only way. He said nobody comes to the Father except by me. So you can't get to the Father through Buddha, through Muhammad. Did you hear me? Through anybody else. Someone said, well, you're just not. I can't be a Christian and believe anything else. If you really are a Christian, you can't believe there's any other way. Right? How many Christians do I have in here? All right. Then how many ways are there to the family of God? How many? Are you sure? Just one. There's only one way to the Father God, to the family of God, to the body of Christ, to being a part of the church. Only one way. One way. Jesus. Faith in Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Through him, you can be born again. And there's a book. There's a book. I'm talking about another book from the Bible. There's a book called the Book of Life. Have you read about this book? The Bible refers to it repeatedly. The Book of Life. One time it's called the Book of Life of the Lamb. Another time it's called the Lamb's Book of Life. Several times it's just called the Book of Life. And the Bible says if your name is not in that book, you go to destruction. You're not saved. And how do you get your name in the Lamb's Book of Life? You believe on him. You put your faith in him. You put your trust in him. He's your Lord. He's your Savior. How many believe your name is in the Lamb's Book of Life? And you can't get that. You can't be in the church through anybody else except whose book is it? It ain't Muhammad's book. It ain't Buddha's book. It's the Lamb's Book of Life. Now, you can think we're narrow-minded. You can call us what you like. But I'm telling you, if you believe the Bible, you can't believe anything else.
That's right.
If Jesus said it, you must believe it, or elsewise you're not really a Christian.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Church, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us Friday, May 17th, as we welcome Brother Jerry Savelle to Branson, Missouri, and the week of Monday, June 3rd, for our marriage meeting in Sarasota, Florida. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me